I'm Marcy Silman with Ross Reynolds. A federal judge ruled yesterday that the NSA's collection of phone records, quote, almost certainly violates the U.S. Constitution. This is the start of what promises to be a very long legal battle over surveillance practices. The ruling has little immediate impact, but it does give momentum to efforts in Congress to rein in counterterrorism programs. Here to tell us when we might see real change in surveillance programs is Randy Barnett, constitutional law expert at Georgetown University. Hello, Randy.
Hi, Marcy.
You have said that the argument the judge made that the collection of phone records does violate the Constitution is a strong argument. What's the argument that he made?
Well, the argument is that the government claims that we have no reasonable expectation of privacy in our phone records as long as the phone companies have access to our phone records. And I think that that's, first of all, that's not true. I think we understand that our phone companies get data for some reasons, and that doesn't mean everybody in the world gets to know who we called and when we called them. But the other thing that's really important is that the case that the government relies on and that the FISA court has relied upon, Smith v. Maryland, in order to justify this, basically involved putting what they call a pen register on one person's phone about whom they had some suspicion that he had been involved in attacking a woman. And they put that pen register to record his phone calls. And essentially what the government's been arguing is that because of that case, they can put pen registers on every American citizen operating 24/7 indefinitely. And what Judge Leon argued in his opinion is that that's just a completely different circumstance that the Supreme Court has seen before, and I think it is.
I had a question in looking at this case and maybe stepping back a bit, which is about the FISA court itself, which is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Is that what it stands for?
Correct. Right.
What is the relationship between the FISA court and the U.S. Constitution?
Well, they're supposed to be it's a court that's staffed by Article III judges, that is, judges that are otherwise assigned elsewhere in the federal court system. They have the special posting. They're selected by the Chief Justice to be on this court. They meet in secret. Their deliberations are secret. The only reason we know what the FISA court said about this program is they decided after the controversy to release one of their opinions, and that's how we know what their reasoning was. But they're supposed to be a real court, but I actually question whether they're actually a real court or not. I think they're much more, it's much more accurate to consider them to be sort of an arm of the executive branch.
I'm talking with Randy Barnett, a constitutional law expert from Georgetown University. How much weight, what real impact does yesterday's ruling have?
It has a huge impact. I mean, it had a huge impact. I was one of the lawyers challenging the Affordable Care Act, and it had a huge impact the day that Judge Henry Hudson in Virginia, a district court judge, said the individual insurance mandate was unconstitutional. It really changed a lot of people's perceptions about the merits of our argument. I had an email from a friend of mine who's an academic, said that your argument is no longer frivolous. Officially, your argument is not frivolous anymore as of that one ruling.
Wow.
And so I think it has a big impact. In fact, it's unlikely the court would ever hear the case unless some judge somewhere finds the statute unconstitutional, and a court of appeals affirms that. And so, unless this is a necessary first step to the Supreme Court actually reviewing this program,
does it have any immediate impact on what the NSA is doing?
No, because Judge Leon stayed his injunction. He issued an injunction stopping the program. Then he stayed his injunction pending appeal, which is what you'd expect him to do. Also, if he hadn't done that, the court of appeals would likely have stayed the injunction pending appeal. So no, this is just the first step of a court battle. The next step is going to be the Court of Appeals, and then if the Court of Appeals affirms Judge Leon, then the next step will be the Supreme Court.
How
and
long?
Of course, this is not the only lawsuit out there. Other
right.
lawsuits could be decided as well.
President Obama was meeting today with leaders from the technology industry. Many of them want to see changes to the surveillance program. Congress has been looking at legislation to curb bulk data collection programs. Do you think that yesterday's ruling will expedite Congress, or at least push them in that direction to expedite their actions?
This is a very unpopular program on the left and on the right. There are numerous bills now pending in Congress to deal with this. I think a ruling like this makes one of those bills passage much more likely, and in fact, is very likely to cut short a judicial hearing as we go up the chain. In other words, it's much more likely now, I think, that Congress will act before the Supreme Court ever gets a chance to.
Randy Barnett, constitutional law expert at Georgetown University, thanks for taking time to explain this for us.
My pleasure, Marcy.
This is The Record on KUOW.